So you're welcome to a very wonderful edition of State of Play. And today you should be interested in this conversation because it's about the Republic and what's happening. Not long ago, the President of the Republic delivered a very powerful statement describing to you and I what's happening in this country. He delivered that statement to everybody's hearing. He started from security, went through the economic situation, explained to us what's happening with their employment. He also talked briefly about other matters. People have raised the fact that he didn't touch on some other key issues too. But from where you sit, what is the true state of the nation? Today on State of Play, we have dragged in studio the, how do you call it? The gentleman who ordinarily would have a birthday one in every 4 years. And today is one of those 4 years. Exactly. So yes. He is a birthday boy, so have it easy on him, right? I understand that. He's celebrating.
Yeah.
And since you're able to celebrate in the leap year, it means that I want to believe that the state of the nation's address went well for you. But generally, what were your highlights, Ibora?
Well, I feel that maybe the president wanted to accept responsibility for all that is happening in the country, but he didn't want to be so clear about it by referring to the constitution that the buck stops on the president. Yes, you may have people advising you, but you have the ultimate decision to take the final or to have the final say on issues and all that. So I, at a point, my highlight was the president, I mean, partially taking responsibility for what is happening. And I felt that he could have done better by coming out clearly to see all that is happening. I'm aware of what is happening in the country. I feel your pain, but things will get better. The other one had to... I was somehow excited when he spoke about the strides they've made in the energy sector, talking about how they have renegotiated some of the deals and that we're not going to go back to doom. So that night, the joy that I had from that state of the nation regarding the energy sector went up because I slept in darkness. So I was like, wow, is this the true state of the nation?
Localized outage.
That's what they are saying. But generally, I was called a president, let's say 50%. With what he presented. I think the rest, I'm sure we can...
Perhaps we can come to scoring later on. The way you are in a hurry to give marks to the president is interesting. No, but from the start, it was quite strange that the president started with the security situation in the country. I felt that, well, that certainly must be extraordinary because he talked about what's happening in the sub-region. He made very, very bold statements that terrorist activity has not... those of us along the coast, it appears it's only Ghana that has not been attacked or by then, so we should keep the peace. Yeah. We should do what we can do internally to help out. I felt it was relevant because also this is an election year, because mostly terrorist groupings find opportunity. They exploit those opportunities. Then they take advantage of what's already existing or pre-existing in the country to actually do the things that they want to do. So I was particularly impressed with his outlook on that. I was not sure whether the confidence he reposed in the structures and security of this state is really that high, because we know how our security have operated sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when it comes to territorial integrity, they separate him from what's happening locally.
Exactly.
I have had cause to question how they operate and whether or not this same grouping could be the ones fighting terrorism by some of the things they have done locally. But the president is convinced that on the level of security, then he jumped into the elections. He talked about how he will provide security, make sure that it's free, fair, and credible. It brings me to what was said by Afarijan at his alumni lecture in Lagos some time ago.
Exactly.
Afarijan listed factors that constitute free and fair elections and continued to say that it will be very difficult for an African country, mindful of our state of affairs and other things, to actually have what's called free and fair elections.
Yeah.
What we target is credible elections. So if the players are quite fair, if there's an independent arbiter in the election, perhaps that would lean towards the direction that we wanted. He was also happy, the president, that we had some agreement with the Electoral Commission and they decided to push back to the original date for the election, that is December and not in November, as was previously agreed.
Yeah.
The beyond security and
I think we can stay on the security because you know he made a critical point about the situation currently in Boku, that it should not just be left for the people of Boku or Upper East Region. Because if you allow the situation as it is and you don't take pragmatic measures, it will be a breeding ground for these criminals who may want to cause trouble, especially the time that we are getting into election. So nationalizing the issue and then giving that reassurance that government is doing all it can to ensure the situation is curtailed, I think that was...
Except that in the last so many years, the president has talked about Boko on so many occasions. The president has actually been bold enough to talk about what will be done to curb it and all of that.
Yeah.
And he's not the only president that's spoken about this particular situation. So I am not so sure whether the focus now is the panacea to the problem there. And because I've heard all the sides. In fact, a proposal that I think a year or so or two ago, Mahama Yar'Adua gave, shut down troublesome radio stations.
The radio stations, yeah.
And his argument was that, you see, they are inflaming passion. They are causing a lot of trouble there. Ordinarily, as a player in this industry, you'll be a bit more careful endorsing a position like that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like they are encroaching on freedom of expression.
Exactly.
And making it difficult for media parties to thrive and all of that. But beyond the, well, it appears, and let's be clear, no radio station, no TV station, in fact, no media outlet, properly so-called, or nobody should be seen or heard fanning a conflicting situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exploiting that and abusing that. I mean, you can have, there's a point to which your freedom of speech, if it threatens security, becomes inimical to the development of this country.
Exactly.
And I was also worried when he talked about how much we have spent there. Except I am not one of those who is heavily convinced about the commitment of the political class to end this. On one hand, we are so convinced that we can end things like the conflict in Boko.
Yeah.
And yet, over the years, it has not happened.
Yeah.
So a country that's warding off terrorists, a country that says we have top-notch security with all of the military might and the police in the republic.
Yeah.
We've deployed to the length that sometimes, I don't know if they have changed that view, they're going to have a permanent barracks with all of the other extensions there.
Yeah.
How come we are pretending that we cannot deal with a single district or municipality in the country?
That's the problem, Raymond. So instead of establishing the barracks, we have detachment, military detachment, which does not have the capacity, the personal capacity to deal with some of these situations. At a point, remember, there were concerns about the number of security personnel on the ground, because if you underestimate it, definitely these excesses are likely to happen. And with the radio stations that you made mention of, you know very well, the NCA has actually enforced that. After National Media Commission came in, there was also a national security report on that. They should use that's one of the avenues that they are using to fan people's passion and inflame the anger in the area for the continuous chaotic situation that we are seeing. But one other issue that I know that they are dealing with, but it has not been swift as one would have expected, is the use of the pseudo accounts on social media. So people use the anonymous platforms or create fake accounts, use it to either be on either of the factions and all that. So once you talk about some of these radio stations, some of the measures taken, at least the cybersecurity aspect should also be enhanced to crack down on some of these.
Except that dealings with that space, you would know that some of these parody accounts and relative fake accounts are very difficult to deal with. And that blame, we can level it straight at the doorstep of the people who run these platforms.
Yeah.
I don't think they give due regard to our part of the world and the things that we're supposed to be doing here.
Exactly.
They just let it flourish. Yeah. If you report it, they will leave it at that. And sometimes it's very difficult to get them to take some of these things down. So I'm not so sure. But even beyond this, I think that Boko as a municipality and even people who come from there, at some point, peace should be given an opportunity and a chance.
Exactly.
We can't, you can't continuously fight for the rest of your life. You can't pretend that you are fighting till the end of your life. You can't kill your own men, your own family members.
Yeah.
For virtually nothing. And we should be blunt with ourselves.
Exactly.
So, but I still expect state security
and
the Republic to do more than what it has done in times past.
Yeah.
Because it's unconscionable. It doesn't give me any hope for people that says, oh, we are fighting terrorism, to not be able to deal with a small section of the country where there is a bit of a strife.
Yeah.
And again, that's even not the only place that there are chieftaincy disputes and all of that.
Yeah.
They are across the country.
Yeah.
I just hope that we can get to some grips on that. There is always difficulty managing a republic with the chiefs and all the other roles that they are supposed to play in there. So, well, on security, do you think the president delivered very well?
Yeah, I on the security bit, talking about how we have come so far with the issue and then the measures that have been put in place, I think that we can give thumbs up to him because we've had, I mean, reports upon reports last year, the last 2 years, even we had reports that some insurgent groups reportedly pitch camp in some of the Munkuruku areas and then the Gambaga escarpment and all that. But they were able to take information, gather the intelligence to follow those attempts. So I must say, on the bit of security, we've seen how the government has been able to retool the Ghana police. They were giving motorbikes and then other equipment that they will need on the ground for visibility purposes and all that. And the Ghana Armed Forces also being equipped and all that. So on the security bit, I think, yes, the president has delivered so well. And I know it is a concerted effort of all the relevant stakeholders in the country. That's where we have gotten to where we are now.
Who are the relevant stakeholders?
But generally, Ghanaians...
Who are the relevant stakeholders in the country?
Generally, Ghanaians are hospitable people and wouldn't want war. And because of, by nature, we are hospitable by nature, the Ghanaian wouldn't want to cause anything that would, have a long time.
Was it worth starting his State of the Nation address with?
I think so, because we are in the election year, and I see the linkage. Talking about the current situation, the security situation, the measures they have put in place, and now coming to the political parties to liaise with the EC in order to ensure that we have a free and fair, as well as a credible election. I think on that score, he has done fairly well.
Now, there's an interesting bit where he also talked about being in charge, having the backstopping with him.
Yeah.
But he said it is only an unwise leader who will ignore advice.
Exactly.
Mindful of the fact that there's the thinking that Dr. Bamia, by proposing things that are not necessarily what is being done now, might be saying something different. It appears that the president was doing two things at the same time. Yes, I am president.
Yeah.
Yes, the buck stops with me. Yes, ultimate decision-making will be guided by myself.
Exactly.
And I'm highly responsible for it. But on the other side, I, as president, I have every right to say that you, Imbura, if you say sensible things, I'll take it.
Exactly.
And the other gentlemen involved, if they say good things, I'll take it.
Yeah.
If they are able and competent and available to think with me through the processes. What I did not think was happening was because he has stated before that you can't go and attack our own records and pretend that you are starting.
Yeah, well, that's records. When he met the flag bearer aspirants.
Yes, yes, yes. So it didn't make sense to him.
Yeah.
And that it should be sensible for you to ride on our record, but not attacking it.
Yeah.
If you attack it, you are part of
What record are you coming to campaign on?
Yes, you are part of the system.
Yeah.
So I thought he was reinforcing his position that you cannot take positive and leave negative. In fact, he said, no matter what you think, I am the one who is ultimately responsible, good or bad.
Yeah.
But even so, I didn't think it was absolutely necessary.
So do you think he has exonerated Bamia?
I don't think
so. He has shielded him from blame. Because, you know, that's the recent conversation
actually
ongoing, that Bamia must take the blame, whether the gains or the defects in the government. You know, when he laid out his vision, saying that he's charting his own path, I mean, different commentaries came, especially from the NDC. They felt Bamia has... Sami Jemfi, actually, on Top Story,
said
Bamia had betrayed Akufo-Addo.
the president does not appear to say, because, you see, I don't think the most important part of what the vice president said were the policy proposals, the opposite to what's happening now.
Yeah.
The people are saying, but you chair the economic management team.
Yeah.
Why are you not proposing these things? He, the vice president, have not heard say anywhere that I disagree or I am 100% on opposite lines with the president on this one.
Yeah.
But I've heard people around him
make
some of these claims that, he proposes,
they don't take it. Yeah, they made mention to...
yes, but I mean, see, in all fairness, you are a role to play. Your role was dictated right from the beginning. Before Mahmoudou Bamia came in, President Akufo-Addo, luckily he likes doing that, told us why he chose the man.
Yeah.
He said, he helped conform.
He has all the credentials.
Yes, so he should be able to help us with that.
Yeah.
So our expectation of Mahmoud Bamia is not whether or not NIA functions or whether or not the Ministry of Communications works out perfectly.
Yeah.
It's the core of our governance. That's the economic situation. Unfortunately for us, we started well but ended up in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So those are the times that many would have expected the acumen of the man to be brought on board. But it appeared that even when the president spent time talking about the economy, other party didn't make any reference to that team that used to be great and known and powerful and the wonderful words.
Yeah.
It was when it came to digitalization and the things related
made
to that.
To
and say, vice president has been known as
indefatigable.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, I mean, I bring Imbura in to do specific political reporting. Then tomorrow we are discussing Imbura in connection with showbiz. At some point, the difference should be made known to the people.
Can we take the boxes
that this is clearly a departure, and especially when our biggest problems we have seen over the period has been with the economy.
Yeah.
Where is the savior? It's a legitimate question.
So,
but when you come back and tell us, I am ultimately responsible.
Yeah.
But I've not ignored. Listen, I've not ignored wise advice.
Exactly.
See, it will be unwise on me to ignore proper advice.
Yeah.
That means the president is saying everything that I'm supposed to listen to, I've listened to.
Yeah. I have taken the decision to do this.
Yes, I have listened to it.
Yeah.
So it cannot be said that he was ignoring advice. It cannot be said that he was running with people and necessarily deciding that, the sensible things Imbura is saying, they are all not worth it. Ultimately, and I was one of those people who was disappointed because I was expecting, even if you want to say these things, you now subsequently come. Because I felt it was a defining moment for Akufo-Addo's time in office.
Yeah.
He will take up, and some of us agree, and we have complained about things like the e-levy.
Yeah.
We have complained about the structure of our taxation system.
Yeah, taxes,
We have complained about a government that came out and came in with the intent to actually remove nuisance taxes. But some of the ones they have introduced are distortionary in nature and equally in the direction of nuisance anyway.
Yeah.
But I was expecting the president to be bold and say, let me not lie to you. Even though they have read the budget, I'm taking the bold decision. Maybe in the course of, by the mid-year budget or review is done, these tax handles will be taken off.
Yeah.
This other one will be streamlined. The very things that Bamia is waiting for 2025 to come and do.
Yeah.
Because he is the man advising me.
Yeah. I'll start it now.
So, yes, I am starting it now because I've received that advice. And I think it's time is now to do those things. In 2025, we wouldn't have left the IMF program. So nobody can convince me that it is because of the IMF that you're unable to do it.
Yeah.
If it cannot be done now, it will not be able to, it will not be possible under Bamia in 2025. Because the same conditions predominantly.
Yeah.
IMF program will be in place. In fact, in 2025, we will have more obligations and payments to do than we have in 2024.
Okay.
So, I mean, at some point, it should be reasonable to people that the president will be bold enough to say, listen, I've heard all of you and the things you are saying.
Yeah.
I am getting rid of every other problem that you have seen in the country. I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
And nobody should convince me that, Bamia is sitting outside and making proposals because he doesn't know the real state of the economy. No. It's unfair. It's unfair because the man is at the core of the economy in the Republic. He sits in cabinet. If that's the least you want to talk about, he would know, and yet is still proposing these things as changes for the way forward.
So let's try and tick the boxes here. During Bamia's speech, remember when he was to give his first speech as the flag bearer, he spoke about the fact that, yes, he has a new vision. Yes, his role as the chairman of the economic management team was actually advisory. Their role was advisory. Now, it's not even after a month. The president comes to tell us that, yes, the buck stops on me. It's not the case I don't listen to advice. You advise me, but I take the decision. And whatever that happens, the blame or the credit comes to me. Now, does this go to enforce or to affirm the assertion by Bamia that they were only playing an advisory role? So the president is the one that has solely led us to where we are.
That's what Bamia wants to say. I'm not sure you want to say that the president has the one who's led us here, because it would not make sense.
But people definitely deduce after ticking the boxes and
sure
have that particular perception.
But nobody has said that being vice president, you are in charge of the country. It was only President Akufo-Addo who himself said, I brought in the guy to fix the economy.
Yeah.
It is not we who impose those words on him. So if he creates the impression he's in there to fix the economy, and the same man is also prevented from working. But you listen to it. So the president listens to Bamia only on digitalization. Really? So prudent economic practice, no. What you're saying is nonsense. But when it comes to digitalization, it doesn't seem to him. Maybe, who will do that?
Maybe he was looking for a punchline.
That is not...
yeah. Dr. Digitalization.
No, but that's not possible.
Yeah.
The president selects that. Oh, when it comes to NIA, Dr. Bamia, I like your thoughts on that. But when it comes to the economy, no. Even though I told the people that that's why I brought you in there. Even though throughout the conversation, up until the very last minute, we were told that there was a very solid team that was delivering works. The head of the solid team is no longer being heard on being told to. It was government itself that created this hole for itself. This over extortion of a certain group of people who are running the economy from the economic management team was purely the doing of government.
But Raymond, don't you think the digitalization
for somebody
is
like
an
him.
Umbrella? No, it's an umbrella for all the policies. So if you look at taxation, for instance, the paperless port and all those things, it's as a result of the digitalization.
I get your point. No, take your time. I'm saying that it cannot be reasonable that it is only when it comes to digitalization that President Akufo-Addo listens to Bamia. That any other thing he doesn't listen.
But don't you think, like
no,
I said...
Hold on. What you're saying... okay, so if you think that it is an umbrella covering all of the other areas, would it be reasonable to deduce that that umbrella includes everything happening in the economy? Would it be reasonable? So why would anybody think that what Bamia says about any other thing is not being heard? I hope you're getting my point.
I get your point.
So, you see, sometimes it's politics. It is politics that makes you know if I isolate myself more, and people think that I'm not part of the mess. But what it is difficult for you to take a path, pick and choose, and now come and say, oh, yeah, because I'm into this one, it should be fine for me to do that. Yeah. That is how governments run. So in this phase, I mean, assuming that the area of digitization was the only place was asked to work, is the vice president today aware of the areas that Park Osei-Obidata was asked to work? So when you asked him 170 questions, how was he expecting him to answer those questions? That he worked in all the areas, all of his advice was taken, or he could have been representing government
on
Raymond, the economy.
This now brings in the argument as to the role of the vice president should be
clear. No, there's no argument.
I'm coming.
See, that thing, people bring it and create the impression that there was no confusion.
I'm raising.
The only point here is that you created your position.
I went out
to say that you are influential.
Yeah.
You said you were being brought to come and do something.
Yeah.
Then finally, you are seeking to also isolate yourself and take a part of it. It should be questionable to people that there's a difficulty in that reasoning.
Raymond, so the point is, you are the host.
So the president himself is outlining that to you, that, well, I've not seen anywhere in the world where anybody who's acting vice president, who's been giving
because
time
because you
the
brought
economy.
In the questions about, the question he gave to Mr. Atai and all those.
No, because...
That's why I think that...
At that time, Dr. Bamia is not a neophyte.
Yeah.
He did not just understand politics in Ghana in the year 2015 or 16 or 14.
But he had never been a vice president before.
Yes, what's the point? The role of a vice president is very clear to everybody in this republic.
You answer to your boss?
No. It will not take somebody who's read PhD to read what the Constitution says about the role of the vice president, to know the historical roles of the vice president. So in what capacity...
So you think he should have made reference to that before asking those questions? Is that your point?
No, I'm saying that it didn't make sense for you to claim that your predecessor was in the position to actually answer thoroughly questions on the economy. But in your case, we should pick and choose which areas we should give you.
I get your point.
It's not forward-looking politics, but I understand it is politics.
Yeah.
He has to remove... In fact, if everything had gone well under President Akufo-Addo, you think the vice president have ever said anywhere that I have done this, I have done that, I didn't do this one? I hope you get my point.
I get your point.
So, in fact, we were in that quagmire, and that's the politics we do. Now, still on the State of the Nation's address, some have raised things that they felt the president should have talked about
exactly.
And all of that.
Employment.
I feel that... Oh, well, I mean, it's a key issue.
Yeah.
It's fundamental. It's important. But I feel that the president will choose areas to, and because we are part of the world, that's how we behave. We'll choose areas where he feels, these people have good news to tell. Yeah, here to have, because he mentioned an area where 1D1F has created some number of jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would mention those ones. But he can't come and say that, 2 days ago, Statistical Service told us that over 1.4 million people are claiming that...
Are they sustainable jobs?
The ones that he mentioned.
Are they sustainable jobs?
Oh, but...
Even though those who are even employed in the public sector, what are even their conditions?
I was coming to ask, when Dr. Bamia launched he was there at the launch of the NAPCO, was he purporting as a distinguished economist that it was sustainable? Was it one of those advices Bamia gave to the president
of
this one?
A platform to more or less prepare them for the job market.
Oh, really? Yeah. And that platform should last 2 years because the next people are leaving school and coming out, they don't need the platform.
Yeah, at least you have some work experience. You have some work experience. So at least if you're applying for a job that says that, okay, you should have 2 years experience, in a particular field, at least.
I'm saying that, so today, which are the platforms for people to prepare and go and naturally, because NAPCO has been collapsed. Which are the platforms for people to go and prepare? The guy who left school last year.
Right, so,
which platform is he going to use?
Yeah, I agree with you entirely. And my point was, I was expecting that the president would actually come clear on the job situation because of the attrition. Look at the health sector alone. Look at the number of nurses leaving the country. And I understand other foreign countries have also activated the employment of teachers. And very soon we'll have some other teachers going for that. And just recently, we on the probe, that was on Sunday, we engaged both the unemployed trained teachers, graduate trained teachers, yes, and nurses. You could hear their predicament.
Actually,
mental state they have found themselves in.
I think when your economy is in a terrible state, people will leave. Let's not get it wrong. In the 80s, people left Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yes. Earlier, people left. People have left the country for different reasons. It is not just because you have another employment situation that's terrible that people leave. People leave because your economic situation is bad.
Bad, yeah.
Because at a point, we as a country, people were not sure that we could have inflation at 54%. Mm. Inflation at 54% means that effectively you add it to everything you're buying. And your salary, what was the range in there?
Exactly, yeah.
Show me how many people have had half of their salary added to their salary. So you get the point.
Yeah.
Effectively, people will fear that what I'm buying can no longer sustain the family. Exactly. So I look for a future that's different. That one, I doubt if you can stop it. Because I'm going to get the money to stop it. So as for being able to regulate that space, I was not one of those people who felt deeply within my heart that you can stop somebody. Ghanaians are leaving the country.
Not to stop them per se, but John Mahama, for instance, is proposing that he would, there will definitely be negotiations with the countries that these nurses are moving to see how they can work that out.
Export to the human rights.
Yeah, if it's the case that you export, make some exchange programs or whatsoever, so support like we are doing with Cuba and all that, at least, maybe that's the direction they want to go.
What's the cost of training a single doctor in this republic? Have we determined that? Mm-hmm. What we get from actually taking the person there, yeah, how much is it? Is it to our benefit as a people?
Yeah.
Because we spent a lot of money training people. See, we did not plan as a country,
yeah,
to be exporters. It's not energy. It's not. You know, we export power to neighboring
Burkina
countries.
Faso and all that.
Yes. But you see, we plan with human resource in mind.
Yeah.
It's okay to have surplus and source, but and share with other people. We do not have enough doctors in this country. We should admit that our doctor patient ratio is terrible.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So
that's
being happy that you are exporting people should be worrying for you. So what? You don't want better things for yourself? The people that they are primarily responsible for, we should be excited that they are not supposed to be taking care of them. I hope you are getting my point.
I get your point.
I saw a pharmacist write on Facebook that they've not been paid for a couple of months or some months.
Yeah.
It is the frustration in your economy that results in these things.
Yeah.
Fix the fundamental economy part. All of these other
things. And this someone who's supposed to do
flourish,
what?
Is that one?
A pharmacist. Who's supposed to do what? Dispense drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
So
he's not been paid for God knows how long.
Look at the person's mental state of mind.
He's left school now. Yeah. Is it 6 or so years that some of them train?
Yeah.
He's left school. The parents are expecting that he will also contribute something.
Exactly.
The guy is white. Every day he sits in the church or whatever transportation and goes to work.
So
some person like that,
there's a story,
if he gets the opportunity to run away.
So there's a story about this nurse. The mother sells tomatoes at Makola Market.
Mm-hmm.
So she has not been employed for the past 4 years. The mom tells her that you cannot continuously stay at home. Look, when I'm going to a market, take a basket, let's go. Go and sell tomatoes. If you cannot be employed as a nurse, go and sell the tomatoes.
And
so what future are we building? Someone who has gained that experience and is in the market, they're selling.
First and foremost, I have no difficulties with people selling markets because there are very rich people sitting in our markets.
I don't dispute that.
No, yes. The other point is that it should be possible for us not to treat people that we are spending quality time training with the thinking that they are better off elsewhere.
Yeah.
That kind of thinking is dangerous. It's fundamentally because, see, when your economy is a terrible state, it shows in some of these small areas.
Yeah.
You want the guy to work for you, but you can't pay the person. So you pretend to have recruited the person and pretend to go into regularization. Please, when you are recruited in this company, how long does it take to pay you? Do you have to wait 6 months? So
we are
probation.
Yeah.
We are extension of probation. We are filing your document. We are taking it to Accra. somebody in Accra has to stamp the document. Please. So, it doesn't take 40 years to do that. I hope you are getting my point.
I get the point. When the president was talking about the security, I was expecting that he should have linked it with the employment situation.
Because it's a
national security threat. Once your active population is not, gainfully employed, and then it is a recipe for these terrorist groups to come and lure them. We've seen reports like that in other countries.
Yeah, they come in,
give them some sums of money, and then they go and join them. And I think
except that my thinking around Ghana, I don't think, I may not have money. My options will be either to travel out of this country or any other. But joining terrorist group,
when you're frustrated, you may not even know that it's a terrorist group. It may be in the form of an organization. So they mostly operate like a charity group. They come in, they rope you in. Mm-hmm. Before you realize, you find yourself in there. So you may not even know. You think that it's a job that has been offered to you, but the details have been hidden from you until you get to a particular extent that you cannot move back.
That's where they
feel so vulnerable for such traps.
We did a poll. Mm. Do you think President Akufo-Addo's State of the Nation address was accurate?
Yeah.
Yes was 15%. No was actually 85%. Mm. 334 of you voted in that poll on Joy 99.7. And some of you gave us comments on that. I should be able to read some of your comments so that we can wrap up our conversation. Because Imbura still has birthday to celebrate. I'm told you were sharing Wache earlier.
But you didn't get yours?
No.
And the SMS team was giving Wache.
Yes, I see.
Then you have to contact welfare madam. Rhoda is in charge of that.
You are selective in the supply of food products.
Then you should hold Rhoda accountable.
No. I was interested in eating Wache early in the morning, right? But now, Nana Kulu says Nana Kulu has performed very well than all other government. Jima Ibrahim says, politicians, that's all that he said. Mm. And Nana Kumu is fighting someone, Al-Hassan Kunu, over whether or not Nana has performed very well. I mean, it's possible for you to also say what you think and not necessarily attack the person. Bwati Reko Kweku says, the number of those unemployed is high.
Yeah.
They deliberately use statistics from SNIT, which states about 2 million, enrolled in SNIT. High cost of utilities. He's mentioning electricity and water bills.
Yeah.
Where is the promise they made that every constituency will receive $1 million every year? That's in the abandoned long
that
time
they came
ago.
In the form of projects.
They abandoned that a long time ago.
I
remember it was.
They don't put the money in a jute bag.
No, the studio up there is where I spoke to the guy in charge of the Greater Accra. Charlie. The guy, the things you are saying. Kakari bonds is something. All right. Yeah. Okay, so now in short, if you think the driver is driving the nation crazy, don't blame the mate. Put all the blames on me. This is Thomas Owusu speaking.
So yeah, simplify it.
And probably Freeman says, high unemployment, corruption on the rise, hunger, high utility tariff, insecurity, openness of the government, decline in cocoa production, high cost of living, low standard of living. That is what probably says is the state of the nation's address. Mm. Buy Kinky. Pay for Pepe is a real estate.
Yeah.
And you know, I was telling you.
Yeah, I saw that story somewhere. They are not going to give you Pepe for free. I'm not a fan of Kinky, though.
In Milton Keynes, at Netherfield, there is a Ghanaian restaurant there. Mm. The guy, Nick and his people, Mama Africa, they sell Kinky without the Pepe. You have to buy it separately. Maybe the Ghanaian compatriots are learning from that. But I am worried that not long ago, Kinky was 2 CD, and now it's 5 CD where I live.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cost is now dependent on where you...
I am worried about that, it's up to 5 CD.
That is, even if it is the best type of Kinky. I remember the last time you were talking about the fact that if you want the best of Kinky, then it must be in front of the chief palace.
The one that's endorsed by the chief.
Exactly.
Anyway, now, Magda says, I only want to know the state of the $1 million found in the minister's room. Okay, well, that's what Magda is saying. Shambolic is Michael Abori's own. Umar Mwaza Tagari also says what? Empty pocket. Yours is empty. So some of your comments shared with us. And many thanks to you for also joining the poll. So, Ibura, apart from giving substandard watching, what else are you likely to do today?
We'll pray.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the leap year birthday of Ibura, we thank you for joining State of Play today.
Yeah.